Treasure Galaxy is a production of Story Button. So if you want to hear the rest of season 2 and season 3 of Treasure Galaxy, you're going to need to get a Story Button. At storybutton.com, use the code TREASURE at checkout to save $10. Story Button is the device that makes it easy for you to listen to your favorite kid podcast without having to use a screen device, like borrowing mom and dad's phone or using a tablet. Yes, there's finally a better way to listen to your favorite kid podcast. Learn more at storybutton.com and use promo code TREASURE to save $10. The future of imagination lives here. And now, let's get back to Treasure Galaxy.
Malachi, on your left! Your other left!
I only have one left.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, you guys, but according to the navigation system, the movement of the asteroids keep changing.
Translation, please.
We're not getting any closer to the clearing. If anything, we're getting sucked deeper into the asteroid field.
Okay, this might be the only time I can do this. This is still day 9 of Mission X. In traveling to the location of the solar diamonds, my crew and I had found ourselves in an asteroid field. But more about that later. I still have to catch you up on what happened. So here it is. Video log entry for day 2. We were able to get off Mars undetected thanks to Grandpa. The captain's planning. But we still had to get used to living in space. So for our second day, we focused on getting used to our new home. Thankfully, the captain had left a list of things to help us get started.
Look, you guys! I can lift 500 pounds! Guess I'm pretty strong after all.
You didn't turn the gravity switch on, Malachi.
Huh? Ow! Okay, so maybe I'm not that strong.
The captain has provided us with a rigorous strength training to get our bodies used to life in space. We'll all be going through this training every day to stay strong during the mission. Starting with 20 push-ups.
Start with? MC, my strength is more brain-focused.
Like I said, we'll all be going through the strength training. All of us.
Roger that.
MC, where'd you get a gym whistle?
No time to waste. Ready, set, go! 1, 2, 3!
We have to do 19 more of these?
Stop talking, Kai. I'm trying to concentrate.
But it wasn't just our muscles that needed strengthening. In order to survive space, we also needed to make sure our lungs could handle anything that might happen. We were in space after all.
According to this mission prep details left for us by the captain, we need to practice holding our breath in case one of our spacesuits fails. Each of our suits are equipped with a backup oxygen tank, but we'll need to hold our breath just long enough to activate it and get back to safety. Let's see. My goggles are showing that the longest one can hold their breath for is 3 minutes. I guess that's what we're going to have to aim for. Let's start with seeing how long each of us can last. MC, you go first. Malachi, you can time her.
Okay.
Phew. How long was that, Malachi?
3 seconds? We were counting in Mississippi, right?
3 seconds?
Counting? Malachi, why didn't you just use the wristwatch you're wearing? You know, the one you got from the lab on Mars?
This? This watch doesn't work. At least, I don't think so. I haven't exactly been using it to tell time.
Then what have you been using it for?
Emergency jelly beans, of course. They fit perfectly in the secret compartment the captain showed me.
Jelly beans?
Well, I was gonna ask you to help me maybe invent some cool laser attachment thing for it, but then I realized It's the perfect place for storing jelly beans. And think about it. We're looking for solar diamonds, and we need to be super quiet when, bam, someone's stomach starts growling. We're about to get caught. But guess what? I've got jelly beans in my watch. Day saved.
Hey, it's genius and you know it, MC.
Anyway, we also took that day to learn more about the Helix Nebula. Since we were going to be on the ship for a while, Zeke figured it would be a good idea to see just what it was capable of.
Okay, so this button right here is for defense mode.
What about this button?
Wait, Kai, that's the hyperdrive.
Yeah! Yeah!
Malachi, turn it off!
I'm working on it!
Well, at least we know what to press if we're ever attacked by space pirates.
You guys don't think we'll actually run into any space pirates, right?
I doubt it. The captain said all the pirates were being dealt with by the adult pilots. That's one of the main reasons we three were chosen for Mission X. And besides, we got off-planet undetected. I'm sure of it.
The probability of space pirates is highly unlikely, Malachi. Based on my math, there's only a 14% chance.
Yeah, I knew that. It would be kind of cool, though. We could be like Miles the Brave. You know, the kid we learned about in history class, Zeke?
Doubt it. The captain didn't find any pirates as a kid.
The captain? What does he have to do with Miles the Brave?
Well, everything. He is Miles the Brave, Kai.
Hold on just a minute. Miles the Brave is the captain? He's Captain Miles? And no one told me?
What did he think his name was this whole time?
Captain, obviously.
That's not a name.
Wait a sec. If Miles is the captain, that would make him your grandpa, MC.
Yep.
Does he tell you all the stories about his adventures? Does he still have the tell me everything?
I don't know if I could tell you everything, but it is pretty cool to hear him talk about it.
He was around our age when he did all that stuff, right?
Man, I'm so jealous. But we can't all be as cool as your grandpa.
Right. Huh? What's that noise?
It appears the Helix Nebula has picked up the distress signal.
How close are we?
Close. Real close.
Zeke, hone in on the signal's exact location. Malachi, set a course as soon as Zeke pulls that up.
Roger that. Real quick though. We're not worried at all that this might be pirates.
We can't just ignore a stress signal, Kai. The captain wouldn't. And I won't either.
Right, of course. Setting a course for the distress signal. Please don't let it be pirates. Course is set.
Punch it.
Here we go. Zeke, how much farther is the clearing?
If we can hit this upcoming opening and jump, we can make it.
Opening, got it. Everyone, you're gonna want to hang on to something.
I need to go. More about the distress signal later. Because let me tell you, that was just the beginning.